independent presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is considering a rather interesting shortlist of candidates for his running mate. On that list, we've got New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and wrestler Jesse Ventura. Here to discuss, we've got Talmadge Boston, an attorney, historian, and author. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kayla.
I think the question that everyone is asking, including myself, is this real or is this a gimmick?
Oh, somewhere in between. Robert Kennedy is definitely running for president, although he's only on the ballot thus far in one state. Obviously, he's trying to get his campaign, give it a boost by injecting some star power, a well-known independent thinker, since Kennedy's an independent thinker. He also feels strongly anti-vaccine, which in Aaron Rodgers' case, he's also well-known for being anti-vaccine. Mm-hmm. So you can connect the dots, and it's all very strange and unique, but we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned star power, and I feel like in recent years we have seen a lot of this star power come to the forefront when talking elections. I mean, heck, we could all just look at and point to Donald Trump for that. So do you think we're in an era right now in which voters are looking for something refreshingly different?
I guess that's an accurate way to put it, although that's on the surface in terms of what's refreshingly different. Once somebody gets the job, then the real work begins. You have to show real substance. The mere fact that once upon a time you were a celebrity doesn't translate into good job performance. I think people are, for the most part, sick and tired of most, quote, politicians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the idea that somebody who's not a politician might turn out to be a breath of fresh air, it's something we could understand, but that doesn't mean that a celebrity would necessarily be good at governing or running the country or doing the things that presidents and vice presidents need to do.
Yeah, speaking of job and performance, let's just walk down this road, Talmadge, and just have a little bit of fun here. What would that even look like? How would running for the second highest office in the land pair with the day job of Aaron Rodgers? I mean, it's said that he is supposed to be starting for the New York Jets this upcoming season as quarterback. So what does that landscape even look like?
I think it looks like if he seriously becomes a vice presidential nominee, he can't possibly be a starting NFL quarterback. He would have to make a decision. Running for vice president is a full-time job. Being a starting quarterback in the NFL, starting with training camp, is a full-time job. Rodgers has gone public about the need for any NFL quarterback or owner or coach to be all in, full-time, committed 100% to winning, and you couldn't possibly do that if you're also, by the way, running for vice president.
Yeah, you'd have to choose. You can't do both. Talmadge, what a fun conversation this morning. We appreciate your time here on WoWo.
My pleasure, Kayla.
That's Talmadge Boston, an attorney, historian, and author. By the way, Kennedy Jr.'s campaign says he plans to announce a running mate on March 26th. And rumor has it he has been speaking with Rodgers pretty consistently for like the past month and a half now. It's also said he has been in touch with Ventura several times. We saw Jesse Ventura actually introduce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At his campaign event in Arizona not too long ago either. So I don't know, Josh Williams, you live and breathe the sports world. I mean, have you heard anything? I mean, has Aaron Rodgers said anything? Jesse Ventura said anything?
Well, hey, mum's the word here from both parties here, especially from Aaron Rodgers. But the one thing that I thought was interesting is he had a teammate yesterday, Sauce Gardner. He came out, he took to X, he said, "Oh, Aaron, about to become the vice president. That's why he ain't been answering my text messages." And I think right there, right? And Ken, and even Rodgers back in April of 2023, he posted this tweet, hashtag Kennedy2024. So this is something that Rodgers has been, you know, this is consistently who Rodgers is. But I think the more concerning thing is we haven't heard a thing from Rodgers here. And his teammates apparently haven't heard anything either, meaning, is this really happening? Is Kennedy about to tap Rodgers?
So I saw this poll on X, and I want to ask this question also here right now. If you had to choose between Aaron Rodgers as VP, Jesse Ventura as VP, or a monthly root canal? Which would you pick?
Gosh, because he's with the Jets right now, give me the monthly root canal.
You're going monthly. No way. I'm going Aaron Rodgers all day long. He is super anti-vax. And let's not forget, he's the guy who called out Jimmy Kimmel for being like BFFs with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm going Aaron Rodgers all day long.
Podcasts by Federated Media.